Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Daniel Rowland, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the Mass of the Holy Spirit, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Well, today on this Mass of the Holy Spirit, in which we pray that the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us. Are you ready for it? No, really, are you ready for it? Like right over here. This Mass of the Holy Spirit is customary at the beginning, early on in the term, because we really, anyone who's a student, and even the faculty and staff all know, oh, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Spirit to get us through. We need the Spirit to fill our lives, to, in fact, give us inspiration, to, in fact, give us that breath of God. So at this point, I invite everyone to just take a deep breath. We can even begin to feel the power of the Spirit resting upon us. Today's readings, we have good news, good things coming because Jesus comes. And he's sort of claiming why he's here, and he's claiming his authority to do all these things that were prophesied so long ago by Isaiah. And Paul tells us that we, in a sense, because of the Spirit, that we participate as children of God, brothers and sisters, you and I are, to the same Abba of Jesus, same Father, same Daddy. We are then heirs to all that Jesus has. This is good news. And I'm reminded that we are blessed, that we ask for the Holy Spirit to bless each of you. And yet you already are. You are already blessed. In fact, probably some of you take it for granted, all the blessings that you have. You're blessed. You're blessed. Do you know how you're blessed? In some way, God has blessed you. Can you think of one blessing? Of all the blessings God has bestowed upon you, can you think of one?
Life.
Life or light?
Life.
Life. Amen. Right? Yes. Is life a blessing? Yes. Where would you be without it? You don't get far, I'll tell you. Can you think of a blessing? It's a beautiful today. It was a beautiful day. A little hot for me, but beautiful nevertheless. How about you, young lady?
Sitting with these people.
Sitting with these people. Now, do you mean these people, or do you just mean these people?
Everyone.
It's all a blessing. It is. Because if you weren't with them, who would you be with, right? Well, these are all blessings, and I want you to be mindful of your blessings, whether it be your health, or your education, the beauty of the day, or waking up in the morning, being able to come to Mass here in this beautiful church. I still am overwhelmed at times thinking that, wow, we get to pray in here. Blessings bestowed upon you by the Holy Spirit, by being part of the community, by being belonging to God. And yet, despite all the blessings, because you've got to admit, some of our blessings pass away. Some people are hoping to be blessed with a good job. Who here is looking for a good job? Yeah. Look, if you're going to look for a good job, you can't be shy about it, people. You've got to seize the day. Carpe diem, you know? God sees that opportunity, but still, people are looking for a good job or an increase in money, that somehow we just never seem to have enough. But do we look at the blessings of what we have? Same thing with health. There's some people who are hoping for a blessing of health because they're not in good health. They're wanting, in some sense, to be transformed, to be made more healthy. Lord, bless me with health. And yet you could still be far better than so many other people. And so even the health you have is a blessing. Something that you could be grateful for to God. In fact, money passes away. And health passes away. Even our education, which we hold on to and get diplomas and put into frames and so forth, hang on our walls perhaps, or stick in a file, or never put it up. Even that, our education, fades away. Thomas Aquinas, one of the greatest doctors of the church, an angelic doctor, wrote on and on and on and on, wrote volumes. And yet at the end of his life says, it's all straw. And those of you who know people who've suffered from memory loss or Alzheimer's saw these great minds, all of a sudden people trapped in their bodies. And so can we appreciate the gifts we have? Can we appreciate what we have right here, right now, and appreciate particularly those things that will not pass away? Our relationship with God. Now, mind you, our relationship with God could be squandered. It could be ignored, forgotten, set aside. But it will be there. Because God constantly pursues you. God is constantly looking after you. God is constantly still providing for you, wanting the best for you. God so loves us that He wants the best for us and for all His people. I think God would appreciate it if we appreciate all the blessings He gives us. Take a moment. Think about it. Think of all that God has given you.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.